The NAACP has organized Moral Monday demonstrations at the legislative building in Raleigh for several weeks now. Thousands of people have come out to protest against a slew of policies approved this year by the new Republican-led legislature. This week, protesters denounced legislation that slashes unemployment benefits. Wayne Bostic decided to make this his first Moral Monday. Bostic chanted thank you as dozens of people moved the demonstration into the legislative building. Most of them will get arrested.
It makes me feel great that people will stand up for what's right, first of all, and that they don't mind taking a risk.
Bostic used to work for ConAgra in Garner before the Slim Jim snack food plant moved to Ohio after a tragic explosion. Bostic was a forklift driver in shipping and made about $16 an hour with benefits. It was a union job. Bostic has been looking for work for 2 years.
I have tried, put in several applications and knocked on doors, almost begged for positions, but they just aren't there.
Bostic knows his time has run out and he's scared. He says his only saving grace is that his wife was able to come out of retirement and go back to work.
Not that she'll let me stay at home without any work, without any money coming in. No, she's not that kind of woman. So it's going to cause a little stress for me, you know, trying to make sure that I be able to make the money, bring the money in to pay the mortgage that I'm responsible for.
As the clock ticks down, some 70,000 North Carolinians will lose their extended unemployment benefits this weekend. These are people who have exhausted their traditional benefits. And starting next week, new people who file for unemployment will get smaller checks for a shorter time. Bill Rowe is constantly walking the halls of the state legislature these days. He's the director of advocacy for the North Carolina Justice Center. His organization and more than 20 others have sent a letter to Governor Pat McCrory and legislators asking them to delay the so-called July 1st unemployment cliff until January 1st. Rowe says there's no reason to halt extended benefits that are fully funded by the federal government.
Obviously, for the families we've heard from who are going to have trouble paying their rent or their mortgage or car payments or just daily living expenses, but we also, as a state, will lose probably $600 million in federal benefits that could go right back into the economy, into businesses and communities.
But Republicans say cutting state spending and lowering taxes is the best way to stimulate the economy. Josh Ellis is a spokesman with the State Commerce Department, which oversees unemployment.
We're seeing higher and higher taxes, and it's creating a disincentive to hire new folks. And so we recognize that this isn't an easy solution, but this is a change that will create long-term sustainable job growth in North Carolina. And that's what we feel is the best strategy for the state as a whole.
But Wayne Bostic says that doesn't help him today. He tries to keep busy during his unemployment.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your action. Now, would you like to be interested in learning more about this legislation and a chance to get involved?
Bostic volunteers at an advocacy group's phone bank every week and also volunteers at a food pantry. He worries it will be hard to find work or volunteer without unemployment benefits.
You can't stop the flow of the money, is what I'm trying to say, just so a person can get a job. There is no way that a broke person can get a job. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
A new report from the Justice Center says 1 in 5 unemployed people, representing all 100 counties, are in the same boat as Wayne Bostic. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.